And so we do have what we call family hour. If somebody's got something on their problem, mm-hmm. something's wrong in the family, you could be watching TV, you could be getting ready to cook, you could be reading a book, doing homework, even homework. And if somebody has a problem, they want to talk about it, they can holler family hour. Everybody stops doing what they're doing, come in the living room, sit down, let's discuss it. What's going on? Oh, yeah. Got to. Because, see, I mean, it's me. I got these kids. I got to deal with it, you know. And how else are you going to deal with conflict? You know, you've got to be able to do it. And I've got four black males that I'm trying to raise, you know.
Four boys
and one girl. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I can't teach them how to deal with conflict, they get out here in this world and they're like, well, what am I going to do? You know, you got a problem. You need to solve it. You got to have an answer for something. Somebody, if you don't have it, somebody else might have it. So talk about it. That's all I talk about. You have to get it off your chest. You'll hurt yourself, man, keeping all that in there. You know.
So what about your grandparents?
Oh, my grandparents. Now, on my mother's side, okay. Woo! On my mother's side, my grandmother is a jewel. She is 87. She's 85 or 87. Between 85, 86, 87. Not quite sure. She's one of them numbers. But get around better than I do. Okay? And she's a little short something. But God has blessed her with two good men. And both of them are deceased. And she is the first of 13.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And it's just awesome, her faith in God. And it's only two left out of the 13. Mm. And that's her and my aunt. And just their faith, you know, is just awesome to see that. I didn't know my grandfather at all. My mother's father, I didn't know him, and I didn't know my uncle's father, which was her second husband. I didn't know him too well because of the fact that we were, you know, in and out of the States. But other than that, you know, just to hear how they treated my grandmother, you know, that's the model man. You know, the man is going to worship me, okay? But hand, foot, knees, whatever, you're going to love me, okay, unconditionally. And love is an action word. Being it's such an action word, I can see that, you know, and I can see my grandmother, how she thrived and how she can keep going. And that's just a blessing in itself. Now, on my daddy's side, I didn't know my grandfather on my daddy's side, but I do know that he was a bootlegger. He was a bootlegger and from Alabama up there in the backwoods. And he married my grandmother, which her father was black. And her mother was Cherokee Indian. So he married her, and they had 10 kids.
Wow.
And out of the 10, 4 passed before I even got a chance to know them.
Mm.
So they came to Atlanta from Opelika, Alabama. Opelika? Oh, yeah, girl. It's Opelika, Alabama. They came from there and set up in East Point. And from there, and my grandmother, she passed in 75. So I just had one grandparent living. Everybody else is deceased.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. The next thing I'd like you to talk about is, this is a fun part.
Okay.
Describe to me your ideal or dream house.
Girl, my dream house.
And tell me all the details about it.
Oh, okay. My dream house is a house that's not on a hill.
Not on a hill.
I have like 2.3 acres in the front yard. Then you come up, you have these trees that are engulfing the driveway. You come up to the driveway, and then I have this big circle.